WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. It's your boy Leo Weston here, and welcome back to Wake Up Winning. Quick morning routines. We're diving deep into something seriously crucial today, building resilience through positive self-talk. Ever feel like life throws a curveball, and you just kind of crumble under the pressure? You know that feeling when negativity starts creeping in, whispering doubts, and making you question everything? Well, guess what? You've got the power to rewrite those narratives. Today, we're arming ourselves with some seriously awesome tools to flip the script and become our own personal cheerleaders. First things first, let's talk about why positive self-talk matters so much. Think of it like this. Your inner voice is a powerful force, constantly shaping your thoughts, feelings, and actions. So, if you're constantly berating yourself with negativity, it's no wonder you feel down, anxious, or stressed. But the good news is, you can absolutely rewire that brain to become your biggest fan. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, Leo. Trust me, I get it. Changing ingrained thought patterns takes time and effort. But it's definitely worth it. It's like upgrading the software in your mind, imagine running on a smoother, more efficient program. Okay, here are 5 killer takeaways to supercharge your self-talk. Number 1. Become aware. You can't change what you don't recognize. Start paying attention to those negative whispers in your head. Write them down, identify the triggers that set them off. Being mindful of these thought patterns is the first step to tackling them. Number 2. Challenge the negativity. When those negative thoughts pop up, ask yourself, is this really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? Often, our negativity stems from distorted thinking. We jump to conclusions, focus on the worst-case scenario, or make sweeping generalizations. By challenging these thoughts, you can start to see things more clearly and realistically. Number 3. Replace with positives. This is where the magic happens. For every negative thought, consciously replace it with a positive affirmation. Instead of I'm not good enough, try I'm capable and worthy. Instead of this is too hard, try I can handle challenges. One step at a time. Number 4. Practice gratitude. Seriously, this stuff works wonders. Taking time to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small, shifts your focus away from negativity and cultivates a sense of abundance. Keep a gratitude journal, write down 3 things you're thankful for each day, or simply take a moment to savor the simple joys. Number 5. Be kind to yourself. This is huge. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, has setbacks, and experiences tough times. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge your struggles, learn from them, and move forward with kindness. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who's been struggling to overcome self-doubt. Every time she finishes a piece, those negative voices whisper, "It's not good enough," or "You'll never be as successful as other artists." That's a classic example of negative self-talk holding her back. Now, let's say Sarah decides to incorporate some positive self-talk into her routine. She starts by recognizing those negative thoughts and challenging them. Instead of believing it's not good enough, she reminds herself that every piece is a step forward in her journey. She focuses on the progress she's made, celebrates her unique style, and cultivates gratitude for the joy that art brings her. As Sarah continues to practice these techniques, those negative whispers become fainter, replaced by a chorus of encouragement and self-belief. She starts to see herself as a capable artist who is constantly learning and growing. So, remember folks, you've got the power to write your story. Positive self-talk isn't about being fake or delusional, it's about shifting your perspective, embracing your strengths, and believing in your ability to overcome challenges. Take these takeaways, experiment with them, and watch how they transform your mindset and your life. I want to hear from you. What are your biggest struggles with negative self-talk? Share your stories and insights on our social media pages. Let's build a community of support and encouragement together. And remember, you're capable of amazing things. Keep waking up winning, my friends. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.